In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm looking at 1 Kings chapter 17. But before that, Ahab the king marries Jezebel, and he brings Jezebel's gods into his home, especially Baal. How sad. How sad. I tell you, if the church has ever needed anything now, it's a prophet or prophets that would speak the word of God, that would tell us what God is saying in the now. We need prophets. We see that children can be killed in the birth canal now in many places. How sad. Viable children can be killed in the birth canal. And who preaches that this is evil? We think that this is evil. It is very evil. I tell you, it's all evil from the beginning. From the beginning of the egg that has been fertilized, it's all evil. And you know what? You cannot keep on committing evil without being repaid. For what you sow, you shall reap. And I'm going to tell you, we have sown evil, and we will reap the fruit of evil. That's why we need prophets to call us back to the Lord. How we need to be back to the Lord. How we need to say to Jesus, oh, how we have sinned. How we have sinned against you, against your word, against you. How we need prophets today that would speak to the church. Prophetic people, prophetic people, prophetic people. I'm looking at 1 Kings 17. Now Elijah, that's the prophet, the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." He said, it ain't going to rain no more, no more. It ain't going to rain no more until I say so. It was like 3.5 years that the sky was just literally choked up. No rain. No rain. Why? Because Ahab, the king, was worshiping false gods. Because the people of Israel were worshiping false gods. The psalmist says, "I shall look up to the mountains. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, not from the mountains." The mountains were the Baals and the Asherah. Oh, yes, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do you know that your health comes from the Lord and your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth? Do you know that today? That he cares about you and he is looking at you with the Father's love? That his son went to the cross for you and for me? Hallelujah. Rose from the dead for you and me. Hallelujah. I lift up mine eyes to the mountains. From whence comes my help? Not from the mountains. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, "Go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the Wadi, and I have commanded ravens to feed you there." So the ravens are going to feed Elijah at the Wadi Cherith. "I have commanded that ravens would feed you there." So he went. I tell you, so he went and did what God had been telling him to do. Are you doing what God has been telling you to do? He said, "Go to the Cherith, to the Wadi Cherith, and I will have ravens feed you." And it's going to tell us how they're going to feed him. To the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the wadi, but after a while the wadi dried up. Why? Because there's no rain. Because there was no rain in the land. Oh, they were going to experience the drought in Israel. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, but 3.5 years, until the prophet Elijah says, now is the time for rain to come. I tell you, look at the weather patterns that we have. We kill children every single day at Planned Parenthood, and no one talks about it. Very few people talk about it. And now the child can be in the birth canal and be killed. I tell you, God will give us what we sow, and what we sow is murder and death, and we will reap murder and death unless we turn to the Lord for mercy. Oh yes, His mercy is forever. You may be a woman who had an abortion. He loves you. He wants to tell you how much He loves you. He wants to give you peace. He wants to forgive your sin. Oh yes, He's a God of forgiveness. But today at Planned Parenthood, they are taking the lives of children. And there are people out there saying, we want to help you. I pray today that someone would be saved. I pray today that someone be saved. And you know what? From the birth canal, a child can be killed. That's not abortion. That is murder. Because the child is able to live outside the womb. I tell you, we need prophets. We need prophetic people who will speak to the church and who will speak to the world that what a people sow is what a people reap, and it's just like that. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow to feed you. This widow is not Jewish. This widow is a Gentile. So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was gathering sticks. He called her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink. As she was going to bring it, he called her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. You know, you had to do it. It was the law of hospitality. What did she say? But she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. In other words, that's all she had. And she's got to make Elijah a little piece of bread, a little roll. Oh yes, and she's going to be rewarded for it. Oh yes, we have forgot about hospitality. We're into our computers. We're into our telephones. We're into all these things that keep us away from each other, never mind away from God. Elijah said to her, do not be afraid. Go and do as I have said, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me, and afterwards make me something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Oh, we see Jesus multiplying too. Multiplying the fish and the loaves. He said to the disciples, you give them something to eat. Oh, they had been with him over a week or two, and he had been preaching and healing, but now there was no food in the camp, but a couple of fish and a couple of loaves, and Jesus multiplied the couple of fish and the couple of loaves, and they got 12 baskets full of fragments. That's a miracle of multiplication. I tell you, Elijah said that this woman's meal and this woman's oil would not fail. And, you know, it lasted 3.5 years. The jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went and did as Elijah said, that she, as well as his son and her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. I tell you, when the prophet speaks, he speaks what God has told him to speak. How we need prophetic people in the church. Oh, not only saying, my people, I love you, but my people, it is time to repent. It is time to give your life to Jesus. It is time to go away from killing children and at least begin to talk about it. Talk about it. You know what? I don't join any club. I need to speak what God tells me to speak. And it's sometimes very difficult because, you know what? People say, Father Tom is into saving children. That's all he's into. I'm not. I'm into saving people, telling people that God loves them, that Jesus died for them, that Jesus rose from the dead for them, that Jesus is calling them to give their lives to him. After this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, the widow of Zarephath, the son became ill, and his illness was so severe that he had no breath left in him. He died. The kid died. She then said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin in remembrance and to cause the death of my son." But he said to her, "Give me your son." He took him from her bosom, carried him up into the upper chamber where he was lodging, and laid him on his own bed. He cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought calamity even upon the widow with whom I am staying by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself upon the child three times. Now, he has permission to do this. He's not only doing this, but he's doing this because God told him to do it. He is the prophet who hears the word of the Lord and who does what the Lord tells them. I tell you, do you hear the word of the Lord? Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." We are in deep trouble in the United States because we have killed 60 million children. And now we are into killing them in the birth canal where they can live outside of the womb. How sick it is. How sick it is. We have grown to be a sick nation, and we have grown to be a quiet nation who does not even speak about this. And it's about time that somebody spoke about it. O Lord, my God, let this child's life come back into him again. The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah. The life of the child came into him again, and he revived. Elijah took the child, brought him down from the upper chamber into the house, and gave him back to his mother. Then Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." So the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know," not think, but know. "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth from God." I tell you, God has not changed. We said in the year 2000, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is he multiplying today? Yes, he is, to people who have faith. I told you about the coffee that ran out when we go feed the people that are homeless. And we were at the second stop and we had no coffee, but someone turned on the spigot and coffee came out, and there was enough for all of them. I believe it was a miracle of multiplication. God has not changed. The only ones that have changed is we have changed, because we don't believe that God wants to step in and do wonders. We don't believe that. I got a call today from a former student of mine when I taught sixth grade. And she asked for prayers for her son. And I prayed for her son and I prayed for her. You know what she said? You were the teacher who taught us about God. You were the teacher who taught us about God. Yeah, when I taught sixth grade, I taught religion, but we used the New Testament, especially telling the children that Jesus Christ is Lord and that He has a plan for everybody's life. Do you know that today? That Jesus Christ is Lord and He has a plan for your life today. Do you know that today? Elijah's message to Ahab. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year of the drought, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab." In other words, Elijah the prophet does only what God tells him to do. He doesn't say, "Well, today I'm going to do this in the name of the Lord." No, the Lord says, "You have permission to do these things. Go and do them." After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year of the drought, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. He's the king who has worshipped false gods. The famine was severe in Samaria. That's where the king lived. Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Now Obadiah revered the Lord greatly. When Jezebel was killing off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them, 50 to one cave and 50 to another. And he provided them with bread and water. This is Obadiah, who loved the Lord, who worked for Ahab and Jezebel. And you know, if he was caught, he would have been killed. I wonder how many of us would stay in the race if they took our social security checks away. I wonder how many of us would stay in the race if we were taken from us the little that we get every month. I wonder how many of us would stay in the race. I don't know. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the wadis. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive and not lose some of the animals." So they divided the land between them to pass through. Ahab went in one direction by himself, and Obadiah went in another direction by himself. As Obadiah was on his way, Elijah met him, the prophet. Obadiah recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is it you, my lord Elijah?" Elijah answered him, "It is I. Go tell your lord that Elijah is here. Go tell your lord that Elijah is here." And he said, "How have I sinned," Obadiah said, "that you would hand your servant over to Ahab to kill me?" You know why? Because in the past, when they said, "Go see Elijah," he would go someplace else. He would be taken by the Lord someplace else. So he said, "Are you having me killed? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my Lord has not sent to speak you, and when they seek you, and when they say he is not here, he would require an oath of the kingdom of nations that they had not found you." I tell you, Elijah's going to stay in one place. "Go tell your Lord that Elijah is here. As soon as I have gone from you, the Spirit of the Lord will carry you off and not to where anyone knows. So when I come and tell Ahab that he cannot find you, he will kill me, although I am your servant. I have revered the Lord from my youth. Has it not been told, my Lord, that what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 of them, the Lord's prophets, and 50 to a cave, and provided them with bread and water to eat and drink. Yet now you say, go tell your Lord that Elijah is here. He will surely kill me. Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show you myself to Ahab today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, is it you, troublemaker of Israel? I tell you, the troublemaker is Ahab and Jezebel. They're worshiping false gods. Are we worshiping false gods? Oh, not Asherah, not Baal, but what people think of us? Or are we caring about what people think of us? We need to be prophetic people. In baptism, we were made priests, prophets, and royalty. But how many of us use the whole experience of the prophetic? Oh, people won't like me. Well, they didn't like Jesus. They put him on a cross. Oh, yeah, prophets will be stoned. They don't want to hear what the prophet says because people want to do what they want to do. I tell you, watch the weather patterns. Now that we're going to kill children from the birth canal, watch the weather patterns. We need to repent. We need to tell the Lord we're sorry. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, is it you, you troublemaker of Israel? He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have by your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals. Now, therefore, have all Israel assembled for me at Mount Carmel, and 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. Baal was the male, Asherah was the female. Oh, yes. They were into worshiping Baal and Asherah. That's why their images were in the hills or in the mountains. That's why the Word of God says, I look to the mountains from whence comes my help, not from the mountains where Baal and Asherah happen to be, but my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Where does your help come from? You say, I've been praying and praying and praying. It's time to know that God has heard your prayer and he loves you. But I'm in darkness. You know that the light is so bright that it looks dark. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is for you. He is not against you. He wants to do something wonderful in your life. He wants to do something marvelous in your life. But you have to put your hand in his scarred hands. You have to put your life into his arms. Oh, yes, it is time for us to repent. Father, forgive us for what we allow in the United States. We have killed 60 million children. Now we are going to kill children who are fully formed in the birth canal. We're going to kill them. Father, forgive us. Do not give us what we deserve, but give us your mercy. And for the people who have had abortions, I pray that mercy would run into their hearts like a river, that they would know that no matter what they have done, they can go to confession and be absolved from all their sins if they would repent. Oh, how we need to repent. There is no revival without repentance. There is no revival without repentance. There is no revival without repentance. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Where does your help come from? Are you looking to the mountains where the Baals and the Asherahs are? Are you looking to your computer? Are you looking to your telephone? My help comes from the Lord. Say it. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Say it. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May God bless you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.